breaking news this morning. Manston has new owners. A majority share has been bought by the men behind the Discovery Park, the old Pfizer site in Sandwich. It is not going to reopen as an airport. They say it will be mixed use. There will be some housing. There will be a school. And they're envisaging, they say, creating thousands of jobs, advanced manufacturing, schools, community facilities. Let's talk now to Councillor Simon Moores, Conservative councillor.
Well, I'm very, very saddened to hear this news this morning. To me, it's max performed commercial vandalism, because you probably know that River Oak were lined up to at least try and put the airport back in use again. Like many people in Thanet, and I'd say possibly the majority out there, I'm not convinced that building houses or even redeveloping Manston as a commercial site is actually a good thing for Thanet, because we simply do not have the infrastructure in place to allow it to be so.
So what is missing for this to work?
Well, if you come into Thanet, I'm sure you may have done from time to time, we have, or we lack the road infrastructure, at least out onto the northern side. If you're going to put the infrastructure in place, for example, for houses, there are real concerns about the state and the ability of the aquifer to provide water, the issue in terms of contamination of the airfields as a consequence of it being an airport for many, many years indeed, and whether the densely packed population of Thanet can actually allow that type of development into what is, after all, the very, very centre of Thanet, which has been for a very long time outside that of the airport, prime farming land too.
Councillor Simon Moores, would you tolerate any housing on the site? Because we don't know how much they're talking about yet.
Well, there was a plan, or we've heard it mooted, for about 400 to 500 houses. Naturally, there is a need for more housing in Thanet. We all recognise that here. People desperately need housing here as much as anywhere else off towards Medway. I don't, however, believe that turning the centre of Thanet into what I've been warning of for years, into a second kind of Manston town, is a good thing without the supporting infrastructure and employment infrastructure to go with it.
But we're talking about employment infrastructure. We're talking about a £1 billion redevelopment, according to the new owners, 20-year project, mixed-use scheme, and they say they can create more than 4,000 jobs.
We've been talking about employment infrastructure in Thanet as long as I can remember.
But shouldn't you be jumping up and down with joy that these jobs could come to Thanet?
If there were jobs in Thanet, I would be the first person to leap up and down with joy. However, I am not convinced, and yet I have to see a business plan which might convince me, that the jobs themselves might appear.
So you could be convinced that this is a good thing for Thanet?
I could be convinced that it's a good thing for the people of Thanet if indeed the employment opportunities and the economic opportunities in Thanet existed. The problem with Thanet is it has what I've called in the past 51 degrees of separation. It sits as an isthmus sitting out into the English Channel with a very, very narrow view of Kent, which has created a deprived area because people had nowhere to go. They could only go off towards West Kent. We need to attract the people who can actually have these jobs.
But isn't this precisely what this project is doing? Is creating a better reality? I mean, in what way does this make things worse for the people of Thanet?
Because it still develops an element of uncertainty. It is a business plan at the moment.
It sure is heck less uncertain than it was this morning before it was announced.
No, I would agree with you on that. The fear of people down here is that Thanet will see increased and continued displacement from London and Medway into Thanet in regard to housing and poorer jobs, rather than the type of jobs and employment opportunities and aspirations that the people of Thanet needed ever since I was left school.
How do you know that these are going to be poor jobs? We don't even know what jobs they are yet.
We don't know what type of jobs they are. However, the economy of the future is less and less a skilled economy and more a...
What would these people need to do? What sort of jobs would they need to bring to this site for you to say, this is exactly what we need?
I would wish to see more and more technical jobs down here and the skills base to go with those technical jobs, the technology-related jobs. However, they demand at the same time a superior skills base to be able to support them.
So would you come on board and work with these people if they're willing to listen to you and what jobs are needed there, and they say they can't talk in detail yet? Would you work with them?
I'd be happy to work with them. At the same time, however, I'm slightly cynical about the promise of jobs in the same way that I had the promise of jobs in regard to the development of Planet Earth, and we saw nothing related to that at all.
Thank you very much for your time, Simon. Good to talk to you this morning.
You too. Thank you.